Nick re-injured his groin at any time during the course of the game?
No. I know he got kicked in the knee once. He's got a cleat mark on his leg, but that was it.
Did he have any issues with that groin last week?
Last week, no. He injured it the week before we played Tampa Bay. So he was on the injury report then, and there was nothing last week. So.
Did you see anything that gave you any indication? I know yesterday you said that you didn't have an answer, but watching the film, did you see anything that might have contributed to his recession yesterday?
No, you know, it was. I mean, it didn't look like he was injured until the last play that he was in. So,
from a playing standpoint.
Yeah, I think he was off a little bit. His feet weren't set on a couple of those throws, and you know, in all instances, we had to do a little bit better job. And there were times when guys were open, he didn't put the ball on. There were other times when we didn't get off of coverage, and you know, there was a couple of times that we gave up a little bit too much leakage pressure, so he's not being able to set his feet. So,
does he have a concussion?
Yes, he does have a concussion. Yes.
What's his?
It goes right into the league protocol of what you have to do. When same thing that Bradley Fletcher went through, John Dornbos went through it, and when it happened in the preseason. So he has there's a series of tests he's got to go through, and then he's got to see an independent doctor before he can be cleared.
Do you know if it's what type of concussion, mild, severe?
No.
How's he doing?
Yeah. Good. I saw Nick after the game last night. You know, he seems like he's doing well. But again, all that stuff's. And rightly so there's a protocol and a system that you go through before he's cleared. But he says he feels good, so you know, we'll see how how it goes as the week progresses. So.
Do you expect to be taking first team reps?
I don't know until we get here and run around a little bit tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's a lifting day, so they'll lift before we get out onto the field. You know, Mike was in for treatment. Nick was here, so we'll see. We'll make a determination when we get to tomorrow. Les.
Chip, is there a possibility you could bring in another quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, if those guys can't go, obviously we got to bring in another quarterback. So,
how's Mike looking? I mean, has he reported feeling any better in the game?
I don't meet with our guys on Monday. You know, this is specifically their day off, so he was in for treatment. He met with Padu's and Dr. DeLuca. So, Mike did work out before the game and said he feels like he's moving in the right direction, so it'll be interesting to see where he is from a standpoint of coming in here and running around a little bit tomorrow morning in terms of warm-up with the strength and conditioning staff and how that goes. So.
I know it's difficult to get into a player's head, but was there anything about the pressure of the moment that you saw in terms of Nick's performance?
No, I didn't see that, but I also haven't had a chance to visit with him post-game. You know, all my talk was with him last night was just, how are you? You know, how are you getting home? You know, let's make sure we got the... You know, you're not driving because of what happened. So, but we didn't talk about the game at all.
Have you seen that with quarterbacks that?
Quarterbacks play good 1 week and not good the next week.
No,
yeah.
The bigger the moment, the less.
Nah, I don't think it had anything. I mean, that's my feeling, but I haven't spoken to him about it. But I don't think Nick never struck me as a guy that the moment kind of catches him. You know, came off the bench against the Giants. You know, without taking a snap and led us on a drive right at the end of 2 minutes to get a field goal. In a critical situation, so and I saw him play in college. I don't think any time in college I'd ever see Nick get overwhelmed by the moment or whatnot. So.
Now, Chip, is the threshold for what it takes to play Mike? Is that change based on Nick?
No, it's all based on what his health is, and I'm not going to put Mike out there if Mike can't be productive. And we've listened to Mike the whole time, so we'll continue to listen to Mike. And you know that can't change just because someone else got hurt. That doesn't make another guy get. Healthy quicker. Now, hopefully we can get Mike back, but, you know, just because of Nick's injury, we're not going to force that. So,
is there a scenario, I mean, I assume if Nick can't play because of the concussion and Mike can't play, Matt would start? I mean, there's no other scenario where you
bring any, guy, you got anybody else out there? Or?
Well, if you happen to bring in a guy.
No, I don't know, and I'm not a scenario guy. I'm not getting into all that. I know we know exactly who where Matt has to be, where Nick has to be, and where Mike has to be, and then we'll make a decision. So, I mean,
the interceptions that Matt threw, is that part of that, like just the lack of experience factor? Is that something that
obviously the situation is where we were. We're throwing every down. You know, I think they're all different ones. You know, one of them was man free, and Sean Lee sitting in the middle of the field is the low hole player, and he's you know, reading the quarterback's eyes, and the ball came out a little bit late, and he made a good break on it. You know, the one in the far corner of the end zone was the corner that, you know, we should have checked the ball down. So, you know, they were all three of them were in different situations. But, you know, it's Matt's first time getting in a game. He's obviously, we're down, you know, 17-3. You know, we're going to throw it every snap. you know, see if we can somehow get it to a 17-10 game and then see if he can onside kick. So, difficult situation for him to come in, and I'm sure he'd want those throws back.
Yeah, it seemed like on that. More man coverage after that game yesterday.
No, I mean, it, no different. The team that played us the most in man actually was the Giants, you know, and you know, the Chargers played us a lot in man, the Chiefs played us a lot in man, so it wasn't something that. The Cowboys actually played less man than the Giants, the Chiefs, or the Chargers. So it's something that people do. It's part of their thing. I don't think Dallas did anything drastically different than what we saw in their first six games in terms of who, how they played. You know, I think they did a good job of mixing their mans and zones, and but that's what they had done in the games previous to that. So, I said it yesterday, but, you know, when you watch the tape, there wasn't anything that Dallas did defensively that was new just for us. It was – you know, they executed a lot better than we did, I can tell you that. So.
Did you think that Eric Johnson maybe gave more of a downfield threat? Or do you feel you had enough with Deshaun there?
No, I think, you know, that's really where Damaris is right now, playing behind Deshaun. And there were times where Deshaun was open and we just didn't get him the football. And there were other times he probably could have done a better job of getting open. So it's, you know, it's sometimes it's a quarterback, sometimes it's a receiver. So.
When you have hat on hat blocking on the offensive line on run plays, and run doesn't garner much on the ground. Is that, what did you see there? Was it more the running?
We got to finish. It's the combination of both. You got to finish the blocks up front. You know, there's a lot of times where the numbers were right for us, is that we do have a hat for a hat. So, you know, we got to finish it. There's other times when maybe the ball should have gone outside because of how we're blocking it and what the landmarks are, but the back cuts it inside. So it's a, you know, we just got to get everybody on the same page. But again, like I said, schematically, it wasn't like we're trying to run the ball and they got an extra guy and we just keep running them into the unblocked guy. It's we got to finish blocks up front. We got to finish runs and we have the ball in our hand.
Shannon said after the game that he was kind of hard on himself and he might have made a cut and ended up, you know, one cut too many. Did you see anything like that on the field?
I think LeSean's just like everybody. When you lose a game, you're going to look at every single play you make, whether you're the coach or a player or whomever, and dissect it and, you know, what could I have done, you know, to help us win the game. And I think LeSean's just like we are as a coaching staff. When we sit there this morning watching tape, what can we do better? You know, that's what you hope you have in your players. You know, we all accept responsibility for what happened to us offensively, and we're not going to make any excuses. You know, we'll evaluate what we did well and try to build upon that, and then we got to fix what we didn't do well and come back out in the field tomorrow and get ready to play the Giants.
I know the throw to from Foles to Obon in the end zone should have been a touchdown. It's just one throw, but he had time. He set his feet. Is there anything you think about just how he started slow, where he might have lost confidence along the way, or he just wasn't feeling his mojo on those throws there?
I don't know. I mean, we haven't sat down and watched a film of them to kind of see where Nick was at that standpoint. But there were some other throws that he made. You're like, all right, he's good. And when you talk to him at halftime, you know, he missed a few, you know, specifically some deep balls that were either thrown out of bounds, you know, we'll get the back coming down the sideline, or the one to Deshaun down the sideline. You know, he was just off. You know, we had a crossing route to Jeff that he threw it on his back hip. If we catch that in stride, you know, then we convert another first down there. You know, it's just, you know, we had an inside slant route to Jason Avant, you know, on another third down that if we put the ball on him in times, then those drives continue. And it just seems like it was just one of those games. We threw a screen pass to LeSean that if he stays on the screen instead of cutting it back, then he got a big play. But, you know, it's one of those days when you're watching film and you're correcting things in your mind on a Monday when you're watching the tape. It's, you know, it was a combination of a lot of different things. If we had done this, 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 and this, it's a different outcome. You know, it's frustrating, especially from an offensive standpoint, because I thought our defense played really, really well on Sunday.
And so mechanically, you didn't see anything different in the way Nick threw the ball?
Yeah, I don't think there are a lot of throws that where he just didn't set his feet the way he set his feet and drop and set your feet and throw the ball on and get the ball out, you know. So, you know, again, when we get a chance to visit with him, Billy Lazor gets a chance to visit with him and sit down, watch the film, and then kind of go through what was going on with him at that point in time when we were making those throws. So.
What was the most encouraging part of the defensive
performance? I just think I've seen our defense every single week continue to grow and get better. You know, and I think they've got a better understanding of what Billy and that staff over there is trying to do. I thought, you know, some of the efforts, I've always felt the effort's been there for us defensively, but now all of a sudden I think some of the techniques are starting to shine through, and then all of a sudden, you know, the whole group's putting it together and everybody's on the same page. You know, there was still a few, you know, still a few times we dropped Witten once in man-free coverage, and he's running across the field on a big crossing route. You know, where the guy is supposed to cover him isn't where he's supposed to be. But, you know, by and large, I've seen us improve. I think we're getting really, really good effort. And if we continue to play with that effort and continue to do a better job from a technique standpoint, I think we're going to be pretty – we're going to be okay over there.
Charlie also had a pretty good game plan, too. I don't know if he blitzed as much or was just the illusion of blitz.
I think he did both, and I think that's a good point. I think there were times when he showed blitz and didn't blitz, and then there were other times when, you know, he came, and I think that helped us in terms of the presentation is, you know, any time where it's not a known where, hey, they're always doing this or they're always doing that, I think is a good plan going in, and I thought Billy and the defensive coaches had a good plan. I thought our players executed the plan. You know, if you had told me going in that, you know, we could hold Dallas to 17, I would have thought that would have been a really good chance of us winning that football game.
Chip, when you, independent of the score of a given game that might force you to throw, you know, you're down two touchdowns, are you more inclined when a quarterback is having a rough day like Nick is just off to alter your game plan to say, I'm going to allow him to throw his way out of it, or are you more inclined to say, okay, I've got to run the ball more, I've got to do some more?
Depends on who it is. Depends on what's going on. You know, if guys are blatantly wide open on every single play and we're just missing them, then you need to make some adjustments. You know, maybe you can lean on your run game a little bit more. But there were times when, you know, Jeff mentioned that the numbers were right for us to run the ball, but we're, you know, you look before the play snapped, you're like, good, there's six in the box. We got six blockers. This thing should go. And then it's a, you know, we're second and eight. You know, so sometimes it for one reason or another, offensively, we were off. And you hope in that situation someone – we can get somebody to kind of throw us on their back and bail us out of this situation, but we kept picking and choosing and couldn't find the right mixture. You know?
After that, this to him on the end zone, I think you ran four straight times. Were you kind of, at that point, trying to move the chains with LeSean a little more?
No, what I want to try to do is just get another first down, you know, and see if we could get the ball in there a little bit closer and kind of see what we could do. So it wasn't a frustration thing. It was just, you know, I think that was a first and 10 throw. So now let's put ourselves in a manageable. And we actually ran for, I think it went for nine maybe. Then we went to third and one. You know what I mean? So now you get into the what are we going to do in a short yardage situation.